involved us and kept our attention. The second thing I would like to commend, apart from his gestures, was his use of language. He used words like positive and negative. I've often heard people talk about being positive, but I don't often hear about people talking about being negative, so that was a good contrast. I particularly liked his metaphors of the excess baggage. And this is the point where I thought there was something missing that he could add. Excess baggage, he could either have a little suitcase, or he could have the money and say, would you like to give me some money? No, you wouldn't, would you? Because what's going to happen in a year's time? Am I going to remember this speech? Are you going to remember it? If he had some visual aid, like a suitcase, and said, excess baggage, you do not want this excess baggage, or even a weighing machine, or even a picture of it, that I think would have kept this speech in our minds forever. It's an important speech, and I think it should do. Language-wise, there was one mistake he made, which was he talked about more stronger. It should be either stronger or more strong, but not more stronger. I love the speech. He repeated the theme of the speech several times through it, but he called it getting unstuck. He ended with a call to action. Why not make the whole speech a call to action? Something like, how to get unstuck, or make sure you are not stuck. And then I think that would get us more in the mood for, yes, I must get up and do something. So, to summarise, he had beautiful gestures, he clicked his fingers, he talked about the highs and the lows, he had excellent language, he had metaphors of the shadow and the wall, and the suitcase and the excess baggage. I think he could introduce a prop and change the title, and that would absolutely transform the speech from a very good speech to a brilliant speech.
And welcome guests. Imagine banana of the size of the Eiffel Tower. This is how I was impressed by Sandeep's speech, getting unstuck. He really connected to the audience very, very fast, because his topic, I think, is in everybody's head, about how to refuse to carry on the luggage that you really don't need to have in your minds, like all the bad things and big or small things that happens during the day and really sucked all the attention into himself by performing. And therefore he involved Elsa into his speech, but I found it a very nice catch up with the audience. To go further, his body language was very expressive, and I checked that it syncs with the words he's saying, and it synced very, very well. I even enjoyed that he expressed some sounds with his body, like doing this and doing this when he mentioned about, I think, next level or next step. I like the voice, the accents were put at the right places and to the right words, and the pauses were as well very meaningful. What I missed was pace, because since I'm not the first language speaker, for me it may be slightly too fast, because I couldn't reflect on the sentences you expressed. Probably for the first speakers it was not a big issue. And now imagine a strawberry of the size of a tower bridge. This is how much I loved this speech.